Hey, we got it. We're joined this morning by the new head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, Al Golden. Al, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I got to tell you, got everybody all excited after last night, and you covered everything that was so important as you take over. What's the first thing you need to do now, Coach, as you take over in this job? What will be the first thing you do today?
Well, obviously, everything always comes down to people and human resources. So whether it's figuring out the staff situation here or going out and make sure we're inquiring, the best talent that we can out there, that's what we're going to do. So it's going to be a lot of personnel, and then tomorrow I'll evaluate the practice on the field just to see where we're at from a personnel standpoint.
Well, I wanted to ask you that. Is there a chance some of the UM coaches that are on the staff right now end up staying with you? Could that happen?
Certainly, yeah. I think, some of them I've known for a long time, so I want to make sure get an opportunity tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week to evaluate them, to bring them in and get to know them a little bit better and see where we're at from a recruiting standpoint in their areas.
Al, have you recruited the South Florida area a lot when you were at Temple or some of the other jobs? Have you been down here to recruit this area?
I was never responsible for the area, but certainly I've been down to close out a position as a coordinator or come down as a position coach several times.
How much of a priority is that to hit Dade Broward and Palm Beach County and get to know every coach?
We're going to do that. We're going to make a commitment to the high school coaches. As I said last night, I'm humbled to be their peer now, to be their colleague. We're going to be a great resource for them. They're going to be able to come in and watch practice. They're going to be invited to clinics, and we're going to have an open-door policy for those guys. And our commitment to them is that we're going to evaluate every one of their student-athletes and make sure they're represented well here at the University of Miami. And communicate to them. I think more than anything, high school coaches want to be communicated. And, obviously we can't take everybody. But as long as you communicate, you have good relationships, and you build that trust, that's what's going to endure.
You've been a guy that's got a great reputation out of Penn State as a great recruiter, especially up in the Northeast. Will that still be a priority area for you?
I think that could be our greatest, asset, is that clearly this is, the most passionate, most deep area of high school football in the country. And if we can supplement this, with New York City Metro and Pennsylvania and down into Baltimore, Washington, D.C. Beltway, if we can supplement that with South Florida, then that's a great combination. We may be the only team in Florida that can do that, not just because Al Golden's here, but also because of the allure of Miami and the 12th largest media market.
I've had... You've been offered some different jobs. I talked to some people over the weekend, and we're talking about some other pretty good jobs that you turned down that you were had a serious chance to get, and finally you take this job. Why?
Oh, man, I said it last night. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Joe? I was looking for a destination job, and this fits everything that you would want as a coach, the recruiting hotbed that we're in. Obviously ties to the north with the city of Miami. The number one institution in Florida, the number 47th ranked institution in the country, tradition, tremendous alumni support. And then the bottom line is that, we're going to be able to draw kids down from the north because of South Florida and what Miami, the city, has to offer in addition to what we have here in Coral Gables. So, and it's a destination place for our family. So my wife's excited. She's looking out at houses right now, and we're thrilled.
Al Golden, new head coach of Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning. We always hear, leading up to this about, well, it's not an attractive job because they play in an NFL stadium off campus. Their facilities aren't as good as some of the Big Ten schools and other top schools. How do you overcome those things, Coach?
Well, USC did the same thing, and I don't even think they have the campus or the facilities that we have here in Miami. So. And you can make a case that we have a far greater recruiting hotbed here. So there's no excuses. We're not going to have any excuses. We play good football. The people will come out. And again, if they look at our team and we're playing with passion, we're playing with energy, we have an attitude, and we're winning and playing good football and producing good players, they're going to come out. And I can't worry about anything else. And we got to get back to the point where, we uphold this legacy here, and we return this team to national prominence, and not really worry about all the things that we can't control right now. We got to get the team back to doing that.
Coach, when you decided we're thinking about taking this job, were there a couple of people you might have leaned on a little bit to find out more quickly about the U and where it is right now? Can you tell us who some of those people might have been?
Well, I don't want to put them in a tough spot, but the one that has always been kind of the confidant for me and the guy that I can go to because he knows so much about the inner makings of all these great places and certainly the talent pool and what kids are doing when they come out of there is Bill Parcells. And he's been a friend and a confidant for years, and he's certainly a guy that that I was relying on down the stretch. And I know he feels strongly that this can be a great job.
Yeah, but Al, hold on a second. He likes the tracks down here, and he likes the golf courses. Now, you're not going to have time for either one of those, man.
Have you seen him golf, by the way?
I haven't, but I know he's got a plan. When he drives in Davie, they have his clubs ready to go.
Yeah.
They got them all set up. The cart's right there. He's got it made.
Well, he deserves it. He had a great career, and you know, he's really he's been a mentor, and he's a guy who's given back, and I really appreciate him.
Hey, Al, real quickly, style of offense that you want to run. You want to run some form of a pro set offense or a little different?
We're going to stay with the pro style. You know, that's what that Miami's all about. We want to attract those types of kids that want to be in that offense. And, you know, we're going to go out and really make sure that we supplement our quarterback pool right now from a recruiting standpoint. And certainly there's some kids in the local area that we're going to get to here quickly. I can't name any names, but you know, we want to run a pro-style offense. We want to have kids that that want to be in that offense, that not only want to win games here, but that want to prepare for a career after college. And certainly there's enough offenses going around in the country right now that really don't do that. So, you know, that's really, you know, going to be the foundation of our offense here at Miami.
Are you going to be a 4-3 or 3-4 guy, or are you just going to play it by ear and see what you have?
Well, you know, just like this year, we're a 4-3 base. But anymore, Joe, you know, in college football, when you're playing all these spread attacks and the spread option, if you can get into an odd front, it really gives them a numbers disadvantage from the option standpoint. And also, if they're you know, a spread dropback team or a passing team, you know, you have to have the ability to drop eight as well in this day and age. So the odd front is what gives you that capability. So we want to be flexible with it, but ultimately it's always going to be about players and not plays. So we're going to see what we have on both sides of the ball, see what we can be here this spring and what we can do best, and then we're going to implement it.
Al Golden, the new head coach of Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning. I wanted to ask, you going to work off Randy Shannon's recruiting list with limited scholarships, or are you going to kind of pick and choose on your own here? How are you going to treat that?
Well, first things first is that the kids who have made a commitment to the University of Miami have made a commitment to, you know, the university, the football program, and the coach. So two out of the three still exist. So we got to repair the relationships there and build trust. But I think we'll continue that, you know, to recruit those kids, you know, that want to be here. I think that's really important that you have kids that want to be here and believe in what we represent and want to get a world-class education. So we're going to make sure we take care of those kids first, and then we'll expand, you know, and obviously with things changing at Florida, it's going to be interesting here in the state of Florida here now, because it's going to be a mad scramble. And, you know, Coach Fisher up at, you know, Florida State is, it's not like he's been there for 20 years. So there's a lot of, there's not really an incumbent in the state right now, so we have to get cracking and see what's out there.
What about the verbal commitments that have backed out here recently, which is normal? I don't know if you're upset or if the school's upset by that, but they're like, we're going to wait and see what they get. What do you do with those kids?
Well, I just say, Joe, you know, if that was your son and you were in that situation, you would probably advise him to do the same thing,
right?
To open it back up just to make sure that your values as a father or as a family and as you know, a student-athlete are compatible to that of the new staff. So that doesn't disappoint me at all. It doesn't disappoint our staff, but it's the way it should be. We should have to earn their trust. We should have to earn their respect, and obviously we plan on doing that.
Everybody always asks me, you know, everybody looks at talent differently, and we have this star thing, a kid's a two-star, a three-star, a four-star, five-star. You've been listening to that forever. You pay attention to the star thing, stars that come out with all these guys that give grades to everybody?
I don't, because that's not how Miami was built either. You know, Miami was built on you know, going out into the three counties here in South Florida and looking at kids that can help your program and meet your needs and obviously can implement your system. So I'm not really too concerned about the stars and all that. I think we got to make sure we get the right kids. We got to get Miami guys. We want to get guys that play with energy, play with passion, that are tough, and obviously believe in our core values in the classroom and in the community. So not really so much interested in the stars. It's just getting the right guys. You got to get the right guys when you're building a program.
How hard is that? You've been up recruiting at Temple and getting ready for your next recruiting class, and you got a lot of guys fired up about coming up there with you. Are those guys you still interested in recruiting from that list, or do you stay away from that now and focus differently because the schools are different?
Well, the schools are different, certainly. But I think there's not going to be much carryover, to be honest with you. We're recruiting a different level of kid here. And at the same time, you know, once you leave a place, it's, you know, it's time to move on. So, you know, for us, we're going to pick up the trail here and see what's, you know, how these kids are doing that either decommitted or are on the committed list. We'll make sure we touch base with them today. And we got some kids coming in this weekend, and we'll get back on the road here shortly.
The message that you sent last night that everybody ran with on TV is you made it a point to welcome everyone back who's ever put on a uniform, come back anytime you want.
Correct. You know, we have 45 players in the NFL right now. We have more than 275 that have been drafted, and so many other alumni that are having so much success outside of football now. And so I made a promise and a request, and the promise was that these kids would not have a sense of entitlement, but a responsibility to uphold this legacy in the classroom, in the community, and obviously on the field. And then the request was, you know, to come back, to make sure you share with them, you know, what it hey, look, Joe, everybody looks at Ed Reed, and they say, oh, man, he's great because they see him on SportsCenter. But they don't understand the time that Ed Reed put in the film room down here in this hallway and all the extra work he did in the offseason. Or Michael Irvin, you know, used to throw up, his workouts were so hard. Or you know, Ray Lewis, those types of things. Or you know, they never played against Rusty Medeiros or Kevin Patrick and understand the kind of motors that those guys had, or Darren Smith and Armstead and certainly Michael Barrow, who's here with us. You know, that's what we're looking for. You know, and that's what that's why we want to have those guys come back and get in front of those guys. And I told them, start today. Don't wait. You know, this is a big game, and these kids need to understand what Miami-Notre Dame means.
Al, I hear this from my Penn State friends that your name, once Joe Paterno steps down at some point, it's got to happen, whenever it might be, that your name will be at the top of that list, and that's been your dream job forever. Is that true or false?
That's Coach Paterno's job. I don't discuss Coach Paterno's job. Right now, I got the greatest job in America. I got the strongest brand in college football, and I'm so excited to be here. And my wife and I are committed to being here, and we just want to make this right. We want to have a great career here and get this back to where we're winning national championships and ACC championships.
What were some of the complaints you heard when you came in, and we wanted to find out exactly what you were getting into besides the University of Miami football and its great tradition? Was there anything you said, oh, I need to take care of that right away? What would that be?
Well, I don't think so. You know, I think obviously every coach has a different philosophy, and so my job is to instill my values and our core values as an organization, and to change the culture, and that's what, you know, that's what having core values and adhering to you know, a process and a policy is all about. So I'm going to make sure we start doing that. It's going to be a little bit difficult here because the guys are getting ready for a bowl game, but certainly when the kids come back, things are going to be different, and. I told the guys that I want a team that's smart, that's tough, that's disciplined, but that plays with energy and plays with passion and has fun and is relentless. And we got to get back to doing that. And certainly the kids need to understand that that's what a culture is. You know, a culture is something that the seniors and juniors can teach the freshmen or hand down to the younger guys. And so that's what we're going to create here.
Al, I've been telling everybody the nice situation for you because you didn't recruit all these kids. When it comes back to spring football, I'm guessing you tell everybody, no matter whether they're 18 or 22, hey, it's wide open. Show me what you've got as we get ready for spring football under me.
Yeah, things are going to be different. It's going to be wide open. You know, we're going to have a real strong and tough off-season program, and we got to get back to demanding these guys have excellence. You know, through the strength and conditioning program, so that we can finish seasons and finish games and play the way we want to play the, you know, the type of style that we want to play. So it's going to be a demanding off-season. Going to be a demanding spring ball, but we're going to get better here.
Coach, I really appreciate you coming on. I know you got a busy day. Thanks for spending some time with us, and really looking forward to meeting you out there on the high school stuff, and good luck with all of it.
Thanks so much, Joe. We appreciate it.
All right. Al Golden, new head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning.